coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Downtown Atlanta is upsetting Al Gore today because the Gore is a little chilly. It's not real hot, Sean.
Do you have some beans with those chili?
No. But, the Gore is about, 54 at night. I think it got up to about 68 today.
Same here in Texas. Tejas.
Oh, Dallas was that low?
Oh, yeah. Dallas was about 50 last night, and I think tonight is supposed to get down to almost 40.
Ooh. I think it's going to be around 40-something here tonight, too.
Fall's here. Thank God, because I'm sick of the summer.
Oh, man, that's. Yeah, I know. It was a hot one. It made Mr. Gore happy. But, hey, we're going to go right to a bonehead of the week. How about that?
Sounds good.
Noble Ray. Do you know who Noble Ray is? Probably not.
Is he noble?
No, he is not noble.
Oh, okay.
No, he is not noble. But he is the chief of police in Madison, Wisconsin. He is the Madison, Wisconsin chief of police, and he is, without a doubt, the first Armed American Radio bonehead of the week. And we will save the reasons why for later in the show, because it is going to be a dynamite program today. Dynamite program today. We have a number of top-notch guests coming in the studio with me. Across from me is my friend John Monroe. Ladies and gentlemen, who, if you are a regular listener of Armed American Radio, you may know John. John is a pro-gun Second Amendment attorney here in the Atlanta area, does tremendous work on behalf of GeorgiaCarry.org, and he is also doing some work, very noble work, Noble Ray, on behalf of WisconsinCarry.org, and we're going to talk about that in tremendous detail later in the broadcast with a wide array of top-notch guests. In addition to John and the folks from Wisconsin Carry later in the show, we have, back by popular demand, Sean, somebody I know you like a lot, and that is former Navy SEAL Larry Yatch.
All right, yes.
From Sealed Mindset. And he is actually blinking on our lines, and we'll get to Larry in just a couple of seconds. And then the bottom half of this hour, we'll be talking with a great guy, a gentleman by the name of James Toll. And James runs American Trigger Sports Network. And folks, you can check them out at atsn.tv. James has been kind enough to have me on as a contributor over the past 3 weeks. The show runs live on the internet at American Trigger Sports Network, atsn.tv, every Wednesday, 12 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern. And it's an awful lot of fun. He has got a dynamite production going on out there in California. And it's fun to participate. We talk about, on the American Trigger Sports Network, Sean, every Wednesday, we talk about some of the topics we covered here.
Yes.
And, as we discuss the right to keep and bear arms on Armed American Radio, we talk about a lot of that on the American Trigger Sports. And we do a little video, and then he intros the segment, and we talk about some of the things we've discussed here, not the least of which was the Florida Stand Your Ground down there.
Mm-hmm.
Is being tested. The details of the law are being tested in a couple of cases. And we actually have some follow-up. We'll talk with James about that. Let's give out some phone numbers for the first hour of the show. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. If you want to participate, you can also reach us in the studio on the computers at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Sean, you up on the Twitter?
Yes, I am.
Twitter.com/AARMark will also bring you into the studio computers, right, Sean?
Yes.
What kind of weird stuff is going on in Texas?
Nothing other than it's cold, or it's getting cold.
That's now, is that normal for this time of year? Or are we experiencing a little global cooling here?
No, it's usually starts to get kind of crisp around Halloween. So we're not in the fair. State fair is here. Usually it's kind of cool weather then. So we're pretty much on the mark.
Beautiful. Okay, let's give out. I guess, folks, you can check out. You can actually watch us do the show right now live by visiting us at ustream.tv/channel, channel /AAR-TV. If you're interested and you can't get all that, head over to Facebook, Armed American Radio on Facebook, and there'll be a link there. And eventually, Sean, we'll get around, since I think, do we have this down to a T here, this thing, finally?
Yeah, I need to get a better camera, but yeah.
Okay, well, the camera quality besides there, we're going to have this link since we know what we're doing with this now. We've been in a beta mode, right?
Yes, we have.
For the last few weeks. We'll have a link to this up on the Armed American Radio website as we clean that site up. But make sure to check us out at armedamericanradio.com. Go ahead, Sean.
Matter of fact, you can take the widget, as they call it, and you can place it on the website so they can actually watch it on your website. On the Armed American. Yeah, that's what I like about
Excuse me.
Excuse
me. Yeah, we should do that, huh?
Absolutely. I can send you the code and everything.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. Let's do it. Hey, let's get to Larry Yatch, former Navy SEAL, American hero. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Larry, welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Mark. It's great to be back.
Hey, it's always fun to have you on. Every time we talk with you, Larry, we get emails. Have him back. Keep him on longer. Do a whole show with him. That guy's good. We want to hear stuff he did that we know he can't tell us.
Yeah, that's great to hear. It really is nice to hear.
Yeah, well, you sent an email over, too, from somebody that I guess you're getting some good feedback over at Sealed Mindset from Armed American Radio listeners, right?
We are. It seems that the programs that we put together, your audience is really enjoying. So I'm glad to be able to get the education out to as many people as possible and make each individual a little bit safer in their lives.
I'll tell you what, I hear that. Now, you are putting together new programs now. I actually have some of it up on the computer here in the studio.
We are. We've redone our kind of flagship course. The courses that we put together are not only the firearms-based stuff, but we spend a lot of time putting together an education on how to avoid conflict, which being a concealed carry person, it really seems to be applicable, because really the last thing you ever want to do is get into a gunfight. So if you're able to identify the situation and avoid it, then you can save yourself a whole lot of trouble.
Preparation, avoidance, awareness, right?
You got it.
We talk about it a lot. We've spoken a lot about it with you on the air, too, and we're going to continue to drive that point home that the best gunfight is the one you avoid.
That is very true. So we've been redoing our programs to offer a product to the gun enthusiast or the people that really already are initiated into this whole conversation, you know, people that have already taken a firm stance on not being a victim. So we've redone the courses to make it fit for those people, really. It seems to me the people that are listening to the show are the perfect people for it.
Okay, let's talk about that, shall we? Who are you focusing on with your revamped course or courses?
The primary focus for this new course, the avoidance awareness course, are people that have already made the decision not to be a victim, right? People that have already taken steps, you know, and that could be as much as just listening to the show or carrying a weapon full time. The content that we're covering is not the tactical application of firearms, so we're not talking about firearm skills. What we're doing is covering all of the information up into the point of having to pull your gun out. So
okay, now, go ahead. Well, what I was going to say was you made a good point that tactically speaking, we're not necessarily talking about somebody who, maybe we're talking about somebody who's on the fence, right? That may
exactly.
be considering a firearm. So it doesn't have to be somebody that's actually toting around the Smith & Wesson M&P.
No, that's very true. What we like to do is be able to give people a base of understanding so they can really understand this whole environment of being safe before they would have to take that leap into buying a gun and getting some more firearms training and,
right.
and being able to be a responsible gun-carrying citizen.
So what you're saying is that they can actually take your preparation class without being a gun owner yet.
Oh, no. It was specifically written for people that don't carry weapons if they don't choose to at the time. You know, the whole point is to be able to avoid those conflicts. And as we've seen, 99% of the time you can avoid most conflicts.
Right,
and
right.
You want to try and give people specific skills to be able to do that, just like you already have specific skills with a firearm, being able to draw and shoot safely and be able to carry safely are all specific skills when it comes to the firearms. But what we wanted to do is provide an education for the people before that ever occurs.
And just take it to the next level. We'll set up some scenarios when we come back. You are on the Armed American Radio Network, folks. I'm Mark Walters. We'll see you in just a couple seconds.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Well known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability, while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit galcogunleather.com. 17-year-old Hannah says, "Sealed Mindset helped me develop a sense of self-value. I deserve to protect myself." Sealed Mindset student Rick said, "I took the course to protect my family. I asked my wife to take the course because I can't be there all the time." Sealed Mindset provides real knowledge, real skills, and real confidence in its world-class personal security training programs. For more information, visit SealedMindset.com. That's SealedMindset.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com. This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
And that is very true. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and I'm speaking with former Navy SEAL, all-time American hero, Larry Yetch, and Larry is the proprietor and founder of Sealed Mindset. Very cool name, by the way, Larry.
Thank you. Thank you. We put a lot of thought into it. You know, we found that, you know, one of the biggest things, and this is important regardless of how you're defending yourself or with what, is your mindset is key. You know, your mindset not only dictates what you can see, but what you can do.
Well, a lot of people refer to that, obviously, as having the combat mindset. If you're going to carry a firearm, you better have the mindset to be able to use it, correct?
Yeah, very much, and that's actually, you know, a good point. The combat mindset, you know, there's different mindsets for different times, right? If you walk around in that combat mindset all the time, you're going to get tired out. People are going to look at you like you're paranoid. You can't even keep it up. You know, if you've ever had, you know, driven in a, you know, in a high risk environment, or if you've ever done anything where you have that intense concentration, you can't hold that up forever. It's the same thing when you're protecting yourself, being able to know what level of awareness, what level of vigilance is needed depending on the situation, as well as what actions those require, because the actions are going to be completely different depending on the situation and the threats that you face.
Okay, your course, the preparedness course, the preparation course. Now, I guess you're going to be revamping your website here very soon, right?
We are in the final days of it. It's been about 4 months now that we've worked on not only updating all of the content, but also the entire look. So we're very excited. I think everything should be up and running with the new look come the 15th. As it stands right now, everything works. We still have our courses up and running, but we're going to have that new course that we've been talking about, as well as a completely different look and feel to the site.
All right, let's talk about the preparation and avoidance preparedness course, okay?
Okay.
From the get-go, right out of the gate. I show up at your class, I'm not a gun owner, I'm considering a firearm, but I really want to learn something first. Talk to me about what are you going to do with me? How are you going to mold me here? Where are you going to take me?
The first thing, and this really is one of the most important things, you know, before you ever get a gun, it doesn't really matter if you're going to be carrying a gun or not. Go to any course, any firearms course, any martial arts course, the first thing that they always tell you is, you know, the best way is to avoid the conflict, just like we said earlier on. You know, being able to, the best gunfight you're in is the gunfight that you never have to be in. And it's the same thing here. So with that, then I remember sending my wife to all of these courses to see what people were teaching, and she would raise her hand and say, well, how do I avoid these conflicts? And they say, well, you have to be aware of your environment. And we say, well, how do I be aware of my environment? Well, you have to look out for bad people. Well, what do bad people look like? Well, we aren't going to talk about that now. We're going to talk about how to do a chokehold, or we're going to talk about how to fire your gun. So what we've done is tried to answer those specific questions. What exactly to look for? What exactly do the threats look like? What environments do you need to have an elevated sense of awareness in, and be able to put it all together in a systematic approach? So the first step is, hence the name of the company, the mindset, and being able to talk about what a mindset is and how that dictates what you can and can't see.
What is a mindset?
So with a mindset, everything that, you know, our personality, our way of seeing the world comes from our narrative, right? The story that we live in. We all live in stories. You know, all of the experiences that we've been through, all the training that we've been through, any repetitive experiences, all come together to form who we are. And that mindset's going to dictate what you can and can't see. Where that became really obvious to me was, for over half of my life, I've been in the military, and for a third of it, I've been in the SEALs. So my mindset has really been molded by that. And my wife, not the same case at all. You know, she grew up in a very safe environment with a very nice family and never was exposed to that. And I found that when we were out and about, we would see things completely differently. So just sitting in a restaurant, I'm looking at exits and entrances. I'm looking at every person that comes in as a threat or a non-threat. You know, are they carrying a weapon? Are they not? Where are the good places to sit, the high-risk places to sit? All of those things are what I'm seeing. And she's looking at, you know, what color the plates are, you know, what's on the menu. And she can't even see what threats there are or aren't because that's not part of her narrative. So the first step for people to become safe is to be able to explore what narrative they live in. What story do you live in? And then at that point, you have to decide, is that the best for my safety or is it? If it isn't, what do I have to do to change it? And training is one of the first steps.
Okay, so you want to learn how to adapt to your personal narrative, and adapt a mindset around that. Is that right?
Exactly. So like we were saying, since you can't always be in that combat mindset, what we want to do is be able to have people create different mindsets. And we like to refer to them as kind of like a pair of glasses. And I think everyone can associate with that. You know, when you're in your work mindset, you got your work glasses on, you're going to see certain things depending on what your job is. When you're at home with your kids and you're in that leisure mindset, same thing. You're going to have those glasses on, you're going to see different things. What we want to do is start building a personal safety or a security-based mindset that you can put on when you need to, when the environment dictates that you need to be more aware, that you need to put on that combat mindset. You're able to recognize those signs and put on that mindset, be more aware, take action to keep yourself safe.
But there are scenarios, there are things. For example, let's take the person who says, you know, I live in a really nice area. Crime doesn't happen. Do I really need to be that aware? My response to that is crime happens everywhere, anywhere, and it can strike at any time. So although you might not have to have the same mindset as if you're driving through a bad area or walking through a bad area of town on the way to work, for example, but you still want to be somewhat elevated, yet not paranoid, right?
And that's the point, and that's really the whole point of being able to distinguish the environment that you're in. And that environment is made up of, and you know, again, this is the type of stuff that we go into in great detail in the course. Your environment's made up of two major things, the situation you're in, and that's the actual physical location. So what the situation is, the people that you're around, the environment that you're in with the location, do you know that area? Is it a safe area? Have you been there before? Is access controlled or not controlled? These are all questions that you can learn to see and then be able to understand what situation, what environment you're in. And in some environments, you're going to need an elevated sense of security. In other environments, you're not. So it's about being able to distinguish those situations to determine it. And I always go, when people ask that question of I live in a safe place, well, what's the risk of not? What's the risk of not knowing? Is it worth taking that risk?
Absolutely. Great point. Larry, we're going to hold you over after this break, if that's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mark Walters. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Stick around. We'll be right back with a little bit more from Larry Yatch.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Car Arms and Auto Ordnance. Make sure to check them out, all their fine products, including the world-famous Car PM9 at KAHR.com. That's car.com, KAHR.com. Check them out.
Definitely check out the Car Arms. You've heard George, the Mad Ogre Hill, and I talk about the car. And Sean? Did you have something you wanted to play? Oh, it sounded good. What was it? You have to listen to that during the break. That sounded pretty cool. Folks, you're back on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, and I'm joined by Larry Yatch. Larry is the founder of Sealed Mindset, and he's got the type of training that I think you'll like, because if you're like me, if you watch a lot of the personal defense shows on television, and they're great ones, they're fun to watch, I've been watching them for years, but some of them you look at and you see these guys on the firing line and they're all decked out and they all, it looks like a SWAT crew there. And we were talking with Larry, you know, a few weeks back, and thought, you know, a lot of people are intimidated by that. I've gotten tons and tons and tons of emails from folks that say, man, I would love to go, but I don't think I'm going to fit in. Larry, welcome back. Let's talk about that for a second.
Hey, Mark. It's good to be back.
You know, do you hear that from people that, you know, I really want to take some of that training, but I'm scared to death. I don't think I'm going to fit in. I don't know enough. I'm new to gun ownership.
We do. And actually, you know, to me, the people that most concern me, and just really my whole life's been about protecting people, be it our country or now people on an individual basis. And for me, the big guy who's on, he's got 15 guns and he's at the gun store and he's got all his gear, I'm not worried about him. He can take care of himself. I'm worried about the people that are intimidated by this whole thing, you know, intimidated by the gun stores, don't know where to go. And that's why we created what we did. We wanted to give an outlet to people, a place to start, so that they could learn enough and feel educated and have the confidence to be able to get into these other areas and become even more safer.
Yeah, folks, check out SealedMindset.com. Now, you're going to be changing the website, I guess, about mid-month. We want to let listeners know that there's going to be a new look. So go check it out today, but then come back and take a look at the new touch and feel, right?
Yeah, and if anyone goes to the site now and sends us an email or contacts us, we'll keep you online for when we do change over the new course. You can get access to the new material as well as the old.
That is a beautiful thing. Larry, I want to thank you very much for coming back to Armed American Radio. We're going to have you back time after time after time and talk with you more and more and more, especially as you get the new site up and running, the new courses get cranking, and you make sure to stay in touch, and we'll be bringing you back from time to time if that's okay.
Oh, no problem. I was, I always enjoy coming on the show because I get to talk about stuff other than what we do, but I guess next time we get to talk about something other than the course, and we can get some more insight into training or all these. I love listening to all your current event discussions. So.
Well, we're going to have a really good one coming up later in the broadcast you don't want to miss. And folks, we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But check out Larry's stuff over at SealedMindset.com. Larry, anywhere else you want to send anybody, or does that cut it?
That's a good place to start for now.
Okay, super. Well, thank you very much for coming on. Thank you very much for your service to our country. And we'll talk to you next time on Armed American Radio, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mark. Talk to you later.
You got it. Hey, Sean?
Yes.
He's a lot of fun to have on.
Yes, he is. Definitely.
And he's got, you know, one of the things I want to point out to the listeners regarding Larry's stuff at Sealed Mindset is the intimidation factor. And that's important, Sean, because we hear about it a lot. I get emails a lot. And I've read it, you know, the USCCA. You see it a lot on their posting forums. You know, I don't have a gun yet, or I'm thinking about getting a gun, and I want to take some training. But man, I look at this stuff, and it's just so above me. It looks like all these guys are, you know, military and SWAT, and I'm just not going to fit in. And that's what Larry and Sealed Mindset are trying to tackle. Feel intimidated.
I know.
Come check us out.
I know. I'd like to take a couple of courses. It looks pretty cool to me.
Yeah, I had the opportunity up in Minnesota to spend a day with those guys, and you know, I went through 40 hours of training in 3 hours. That was pretty intense, my friend.
Wow.
I can tell you that much. You know, obviously there's too much to suck in, you know, at one time.
But, yeah.
An awful lot of fun. Hey, I want to take this opportunity to say welcome to, get this, Idabel, Oklahoma. Finally, we've been talking about you for the last month. Idabel, Oklahoma, KBEL, 1240 AM. You are on the Armed American Radio Network, and we are filling your prescription for freedom. Welcome to the show. How about that, Sean?
Sounds good.
A new state, my friend. Let's bring James Toll in. How about that? From the American Trigger Sports Network, folks. James Toll is a very cool guy. You're going to like talking, or you're going to like hearing from James. James, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network, my friend.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for the introduction.
Hey, I thought for a second you're going to like talking to him. I forget sometimes that they have to listen. They can't talk to us. They can feel free to call us, though, at 877-956-9566, and you can talk with us. James, tell us about the American Trigger Sports Network. You got a dynamite little thing going on over there.
Yeah, let me thank you first off for having me on your show.
Sure.
You have the fastest growing show on the air, and I'm quite honored by being asked to be here. So I love to talk about the show. It's an internet-based live show, and we like live show, and I think that's probably from my radio days. We believe the future of the entertainment is on the internet and the radio, of course.
Right.
And we do a live show each week from Santa Barbara or Texas. We have a second studio down there. It depends upon where we're located. And our audience is pretty much worldwide, from New Zealand to Newfoundland, as they say. And we use a company called Skype out of the UK, and we bring in guests from around the world each week. And we've had a great time. We're approaching our 100th show.
Wow, a milestone. ATSN.TV is where people can go.
ATSN.TV, that's correct.
Now, you broadcast every week. I've been very fortunate to have participated on your show over the last 2 to 3 weeks, and I'm looking forward to Wednesdays again, where we have an opportunity to talk about really some current events, some things that we talk about here on Armed American Radio from time to time. And one of those is a story that you and I talked about last week. And I told you I wanted to follow up with you on that, and I actually saw a follow-up on that today, James, and I think you got a copy of that, did you not?
You know, I haven't been able to get the emails yet. We have been filming all day, and I'm on the cell phone, and I lost connection with you, so I pulled over the side of the road here, and I haven't had time to get to my computer.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's refresh. We'll hit the refresh button here. Last week on American Trigger Sports Network, folks, we were talking about a couple stand your ground cases that are kind of winding their way through the courts down in Florida, and they're going to test the detail of Florida's landmark stand your ground law, or as the anti-gunners like to refer to it, the shoot first law. You know, the big scary shoot first law. And one of them, James, that we talked about was the teenagers who were involved in a home invasion, and the homeowner shot back. One of the teens died, another one was wounded, and the three surviving teens were then arrested. And they faced felony murder charges when their accomplice died. And there was a report today, James, that is fascinating, as you and I were talking about on ATSN.TV. Two of the three teens in that deadly burglary have pleaded guilty, James. And they're now facing, get this, at least 1 year in juvenile detention.
Whoa. What did you say? 1 year?
Right. 1 year. Now, James, we were talking about in Florida, that carries a felony murder conviction carries a mandatory life sentence.
Yeah, I'm pretty surprised to hear that. I wonder why they had chosen that.
I don't know, and this is a very short blurb. It doesn't go into any details. And, folks, what we're referring to is an incident down in Polk County, Florida. A few weeks ago. And it says that the teens were arrested after a break-in in the home. The fourth teen, of course, was killed. The third suspect is expected to be charged as an adult. And it doesn't go into any more detail, James. But I wanted to follow up with you on that because that's a fascinating case down there. And I'm really looking forward to hearing more about why those two were allowed to plead out the way they did and not face the felony charges. We'll talk about some more stuff with James Toll from American Trigger Sports Network when we return.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
1 500-pound wild boar. 1 9mm round of extreme shock ammunition. Bacon, anyone? That's all it takes when you're using the world's most advanced ammunition. Used by special ops and police, Extreme Shock's lethal bullet technology features unrivaled expanding fragmentation that stops the threat and inflicts massive tissue damage. See the photos and videos at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network, folks. We're talking with James Toll, the host of the ever-growing and ever-popular American Trigger Sports Network. Welcome back, James.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
Hey, you know, I have the benefit here of having a counselor in the studio with me who's going to be in an upcoming segment, and we were sitting here discussing this home invasion down there in Florida, and you know, we kind of scratching our heads. So it'll be interesting to see what the third teen who's being charged as an adult is actually charged with, James.
Yeah, let me just this was the case that was a challenge to the Castle Doctrine, as I recall. And didn't they find drugs inside the residence?
That was part of the report, yes. And this follow-up here is only literally about six or seven sentences. And folks, what James is referring to there, the teens broke into a home that it was later found to have drugs in it after the home invasion. And according to the reports that we talked about on American Trigger Sports Network, that if in fact it was found that he was illegally dealing drugs, James, then he could be charged and the Castle Doctrine stand your ground law would not apply.
Right. I think that's why I find that a little bit confusing. Number one, I'd like to know the reason why law enforcement was searching for drugs inside the home. I'm not sure, based upon my background with law enforcement, unless they had due cause when they entered that home, responding to probably a 911 call, they had to have a reason to go through that residence, or they had prior knowledge of drugs being exchanged there somewhere. But nonetheless, when they did respond, I'm a little confused there as to why and how they came across drugs. And you're right, if they did come across drugs, then that probably would cancel out the Castle Doctrine. But I'm confused at this point as to why they were even searching the home. You know, if you call 911 and report an incident that's taking place, certainly a home invasion, law enforcement as far as I can find out. And of course, I'm more familiar with some of the other states, but I'm pretty sure they have to have a pretty good reason to go searching a home for drugs.
I tell you what, James, you're right. You and I discussed that on ATSN TV on Wednesday. And sitting here with me in the studio is noted Second Amendment attorney, pro-gun attorney John Monroe. And John is over here rolling his eyes, too. I don't understand it either. I'm going to go ahead and bring his mic in. John, welcome to the show. A little bit earlier.
Thanks, Mark.
What are your thoughts on what James was just referring to? It doesn't make sense to me either, and he and I discussed it on Wednesday. What do you think's up with this?
Well, I don't get the comment about the Castle Doctrine law not applying if whoever owned the house happened to have illegal drugs in the house. I mean, is that actually written into Florida law?
I don't know. The actual report that was coming out of Fox 13 in Tampa was that if it were found that he were dealing drugs illegally out of his home, he could be charged. That was the way the sentence was worded. And like James, what were they doing looking for him to begin with?
Could
after
be charged with what? With the shooting of
the home invader? Yeah, that's the
that
way
doesn't make any sense to me.
Didn't make sense to us either. That's what we're trying to get to the bottom of. We have yet to see it in a report. James, it doesn't make any sense to you as to why they would be searching, and I don't get it either. John, you're rolling your eyes, too.
So
I don't understand
you're saying
it
that when the police came to investigate the shooting, that they searched the house?
They must have. There's no other way they could have found illegal drugs. That was the report on Fox 13.
If they had prior knowledge, and they may well have had prior knowledge that this was a drug house, and they are now responding to bad guys shooting at bad guys, that's their mindset. If they knew that going in, then that possibly could be the reason why those sentences have been reduced on those teenagers. Mitigated, I admit, but nonetheless, that's the only reason I can think that they would reduce the sentences and not go into more explanation as to what took place.
John, let's take off on what James just mentioned. You and I were talking off air about why these sentences, because they were pretty adamant. The reports looked like these kids were going to be charged with felony murder. Now we find out that they're not. There's a lot of mitigating circumstances here, and I know we're speculating about something we don't know, but can you give us any thoughts at all from a legal perspective?
Well, there could be a lot of things. And I'm not a Florida attorney, so I don't know what their laws are regarding charging juveniles, but it could be that because of their age, they're not even eligible to be charged as adults. It could be that the DA made a deal with them, so they'd turn state's evidence against the other guy. It could be that the case is not particularly good. There could be a lot of things going on, and I don't have enough information about it to know. But DAs normally let things go.
Mark, normally I'd have that book in front of me with all the laws and all the states, which I normally have on the show, but I'm in the car, so I don't have it with me. It's not exactly my Bible, so I don't have it with me right now. But I do think there's more here to look into. We haven't gotten the full truth on this, or I don't mean truth, but we certainly haven't gotten a full explanation. And like John alluded to there could be a number of things that went on that we're just not informed on yet.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of meat here to go after, and we're certainly going to want to talk about it with you some more on American Trigger Sports Network. We'll make some calls and find out what we can and do some more digging. Obviously, there'll be more reports on this, and we want to follow it. James, aside from all this, tell us about what's happening at ATSN and what folks can look forward to. I know you're very busy, and I know you're getting out and about. What can we expect to see on American Trigger Sports Network?
Well, we start the show off every day, or every Wednesday anyway. We use a thing called Skype out of the UK, and we bring in Rachel Parsons from the NRA in Fairfax, Virginia, and she runs over some things that the NRA would like us all to know about. And then we bring on Barbara Crown from Miami. We bring her in from Miami. She's a publisher of the Hunt Report, and we discuss hunting issues around the country. And then David Kodria comes on from Ohio, and he probably the most well-known blogger I know on your Second Amendment rights. And then, of course, you're on to give us a lot of information that you and research that you're obtaining. We're leaving, just to kind of give you an idea of what's going to take place here, we will move our studios from Santa Barbara to Texas. We'll be down there filming the Sporting Clays National Championships, and we'll probably be using a helicopter to do some of that with. And then we'll be working out of Houston, Texas, probably for the next 3 to 4 months, There's probably six teams on the road right now. I just left one team. I know there's six other teams out there that are filming competitive shooting events as we speak. Rifle, pistol, shotgun. That really is what our show is about. We lead off that first half with a lot of interviews, and people seem to appreciate that. We put in a lot of self-defense things for men and women, how to take care of yourself in a combative situation if you don't have a gun. But most of the show is really built around competitive shooting and the events that are taking place around the country.
And you do, you guys have a great mix on the Trigger Sports Network program. It's a lot of fun to watch. And you're right about David Kodria. He is really fun to listen to, and he's extremely informative. Rachel is too. I learn something every time I watch the show. In fact, I, by fluke, had a conversation with her when I was calling the NRA just the other day. She happened to pick up the phone, believe it or not. So you're actually going to see her on Armed American Radio, or hear her, I should say, on the Armed American Radio Network. In about a week, maybe two, she'll be here, so make sure you stay tuned. James, I know you'll come back. Promise me you'll come back.
Yep, I'm right here on the side of the road waiting.
You got a deal, my friend. Okay, thank you very much for joining the Armed American Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mark Walters. I'll tell you what, you don't want to miss what's coming up, folks. It's going to be a good one, so make sure you stick around. We're going to be talking about the open carry situation and the police harassment case up in Madison, Wisconsin, when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell it to me
by the clamor now, baby. This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in an order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.